Good to see everyone back here after Rosh Hashanah, which was also for Gmar Chasima Tova. So I saw a great tshuva by Rav Zilberstein. Said that a guy once came to him and gave him the following kasha. He said he was going to sleep one night. He was saying the Kriya Shema Alamita. Perfect timing. Reuven was saying Kriya Shema Alamita, and you know at the beginning of Kriya Shema Alamita, he said this famous Ribbono Shel Olam Areini Mochel, and we forgive everyone and anyone who did anything to us that day. Reuven this day decided, you know, something happened. Shimon did something to me so bad. I don't know if it's so easy just to forgive him. So Reuven asked Rav Zilberstein, should he say the tefillah of the Ribbono Shel Olam by Kriya Shema Alamita? Should he say the tefillah, or should he not? Because he doesn't want to lie. Should he say it, but he doesn't actually feel like that he wants to forgive Shimon? He doesn't say what actually Shimon did, but he doesn't want to just to be able to forgive him. So what should he do? Should he say the tefillah, or should he not say the tefillah? So Rav Zilberstein brings down where this practice, where this minhag comes from, forgiving people before we go to sleep at night. And he says, it brings down in Gemara, and Megillah, and Chavches Omed Aleph, brings down, and one of the Tanaim over there, says that the skula farichas yomim. And the Mishnah Brewer brings it down in Hilchos Kriya Shema, in Simen Reish Lamed Tes of Katan Tes. He brings it down that when someone goes to sleep at night, we should forgive anyone who did anything to you that day, and it's a skula farichas yomim. So Rav Zilberstein says, even if you don't actually mean it, and even if you don't actually feel like the guy even asked you for your forgiveness, but however, a person should verbally say it, and even if you don't mean it. Why should he do that? Why does Rav Zilberstein say this? He says it's brought down in the Gemara Shabbos on Kuf Mem Tesum and Beis, that anyone who causes anyone, like their friend or a person that they have any interaction with, punishment, right, because he's holding on to a grudge, or he's not forgiving to that person, he says that person can never come close to Kadosh Baruch Hu. The person who's holding the grudge, the person who doesn't forgive someone, that person, Kadosh Baruch Hu, says, "I don't have anything to do with you. I don't have anything. Don't come close to me." So you would say, Moshe, maybe you would say, "Oh, what's the point? What's the point of just saying something if he doesn't actually mean it, right?" So then Rav Zilberstein brings down, Rabbi Kiva Eger brings down in Gilyon Hashas and Kiddushin on Mem Tesum and Beis the following: if a person is embarrassed, right? A person is embarrassed, someone embarrasses someone, and now that guy who embarrassed him, he's liable to pay for him. And then the next day, the guy says, "You know what, I forgive you. 2 days later, the guy comes and says, "You know what, I don't forgive you. I want you to pay me the money because you embarrassed me in public." You know what we say? Because he verbally said, "I forgive you," that's the din is gemar. Meaning that even if the next day he wants to be able to claim the money, the fact that he said something, the fact that he verbally said something, even if he didn't actually was fully aggrieved, and he didn't actually have the full forgiveness, he didn't actually feel, he didn't give the guy the full forgiveness, so much so, we say that the guy doesn't even have to pay anything. So Rav Zilberstein says it now in a very interesting point. He quotes from the Pella Yoetz, who writes in Oris Elam on that Gemara on Megillah on Chaf Ches Amad Aleph, says the exact opposite. If a person doesn't actually feel like he's going to actually fully forgive that person, he shouldn't say the tefillah. Because what is it? You're mocking HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're saying, "Hashem, I'm just saying these words, but I don't actually forgive him. I don't actually mean it. I'm just saying it, but I don't actually mean it." Right? The words that the Pella Yoetz uses, he says, what good is it if you're saying something and you're already thinking of what are you going to say to the guy the next day? So a person who doesn't actually want to forgive that person when he's saying Kriya Shema, he should leave out that tefillah. To conclude, Rav Zilberstein says that the Pella Yoetz was only referring to someone who's actively going to act on this person, meaning that the next day when he sees that person, Yankel, he says, "You know what, I can't believe you did that to me." That's when the Pella Yoetz says that a person shouldn't say the tefillah. However, by us, how many people can say that they're going to actively go out to someone and say, "Oh, I can't believe you did that to me. I can't believe it. Okay, a lot of us who say that tefillah, okay, we might be hurt by someone. We might not be able to fully forgive someone. But Rav Zilberstein says that even if we don't, even if we still have a little bit of remorse or pain or something, or guilt that this person did to us, we should still say the tefillah. And we know that Gemara in Rosh Hashanah tells us that if we forgive others for what things they do to us, Gemara says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Beis Din Shamala forgives us. So Be'ez Hashem, we should be zocha. That even if a person doesn't ask us forgiveness before Yom Kippur, we should say this tefillah with full kavanah over the next few days and forgive all of Klai's for anything they did to us. And in Be'ez Hashem, if we forgive others, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should forgive us for our sins as well.